ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Bruchim Amazinim. This year will be Ezes Hashem be a Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that says, Gonav Mishal Aviv V'Ochal Bishus Aviv V'Chulu. It's Mavur from the Mishnah that there's a Hanacha that the way to become a Menseir Ramayra is first by stealing the money. And we have to understand, what's the Mechkar B'Chlal that he needs to do a Maisa Gneva? In the Torah it only says, Zaylal V'Saivei, and that he's Ein Enu Shemeya B'Karl Aviv V'Kal Imai. Where does the element of Gneva come from B'Chlal? So in the Rishayim we find three Mahalkim. The Rambam Menuchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Alocha Beis, he says, V'Zel Hashayinai, Achila zu shehu chayev ala, this achila which is chayev on. Now the Lashon Rambam is mevor that the ikar inyan of Ben Sarah Meir, of course, is the achila of Zayl V'Saive. But the Rambam says that achila, dvarim harbe yeshba. There's a lot of different tenayim that this achila needs. V'hein kulon halacha mipi HaKabbalah. They're all halacha l'maisha mesinais. And the first one which the Rambam enumerates is ein echayev skila at sheyignoiv mishal aviv. Hayyate that the Rambam holds that enachanami, there is no pasuk and there's no svara, it's just a halacha l'maisha mesinai, it's one of the tenayim that we find in the Inyan of Ben Sarah Umayra. Ad kan the first shita. The second two shitas can be found in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah's first pshat is that l'maisa, the reason why we kill a Ben Sarah Umayra is al shem seifai. What do we expect may happen if we don't kill him in time? So the Gemara later on the fine base of an aleph brings a brisa that says, Soif megamer nichse aviv, eventually he'll finish off his father's nechasim, umevakish lemude veine maite, he'll have no way to fund his new habit of being zeil v'soive, v'yoyitze leprashos drachim umelastam asabrias. Now in order for us to have an expectation that this may lead to melastam asabrias, we have to see that he already is in a trend of stealing. But if he's zeil v'soive from his own money, that won't bring us to achshash that eventually is melastam asabrias. So Zok Diyad Ramah in this first Mahalach, that it's a svara. In order for us to say that the Torah was Magia L'Soif Daitai, and we kill him Al Shem Soifai, it must be that already we see that he's a Ganav. So it has to start with Ganav. Adkan, the first Mahalach of Yad Ramah. The second Mahalach of Yad Ramah is, because Lamaisa, the Pasuk says V'Yisroisai, and the Mishnah says later on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that V'Yisroisai means a Chi of Malkus. So the Yad Ramah, the klal is ein einchem elam kein mazhirin. So where is the azhara for which we're giving him malchus? Must be it's the isra of leis gnaivu. Ad kan devar Yad Ramah in the second shot. Now the emes is the Gemara earlier on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph says that azhara to mensayr umayra is leisoichlu al hadam, and like Rashi's masber over there, being that this achila eventually will bring him to be killed, so he's over on leisoichlu al hadam. So im kain, divrei Yad Ramah and Arasugar Tzvichem Bir. The Gemara already tells us what the Azhara for Mensari Rumayr is. Why does Yad Ramah say that Al Karchach it's from Leisig Naivu? But the answer is because the Mishnah Behemshecha Amid is Mavur, that Mensari Rumayr comprises of two Achilas. There's the Achila Rishaina on which is Chayiv Malkus, and there's Achila Shniya on which is Chayiv Misa. So Yad Ramah holds that this that the Gemara in the Samach Gilma Maralov says that the Azhara is from Leisoich Lel Adam, that's referring to the Achila Shniya, because the Achila Shniya, which is what brings him to Chi of Misa, and that the Torah was Mazir, Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam. But the Achila Rishayna, which even when he does it, he's not Chayiv Misa, he's just Chayiv Malkus, that's not Bechlal, the Isra of Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam. V'chein Mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, that he says that this that Ben Sarah Meir is Chayiv Skila, where do we find that the Torah was Mazir? Harei the Klal is Ein Einchem El Em Kei Mazirin. So for that, the Rambam says, V'heichan Hizir, leisoichlu al hadam. And the Rambam explains, leisoichlu achila hamevia lidei shvichos damim, harezu achilas mensayru meira, she'ena neherag ela al achila mechueres she'ochal. So it's clear from the Rambam that that's the Azara specifically on the second achila for which he's actually chayiv misa. But the Yad Ramah and Arasugi is looking for the Azara on the first achila for which he's chayiv malchus from the pasuk of Yisraisai. And on that, we must say that the Azara is from Leisig Gnevu. But the emes is, if you look in Taisus earlier on the Samach Gilma Meralef, the Riyamaskal Mishum, it's clear that he holds that Gemara over there that says that the Azara is from Leisig Lal Adam is referring also to the first achila. He's be'emes not neherag on the first achila. Tzarech Lamer, Taisus understands that being that Ben Sayer Meir is a process where he does one achila and then we give him malchus, and he does a second achila and we give him misa. So the climax of a Ben Sayer Meir is where we actually give him misa at the end of the entire process. Therefore, even the beginning of the process, even the achila rishayna, which eventually builds up to chayves misa, is bechlal the lav of leisoichlu al hadam. That's shitas Taisus. However, Shitas HaYad Ramah and Arasugi and Shitas HaRambam is not like that. They hold that even though this Achila is a chelik of the process where eventually it's going to be Chayiv Misa, but being that there's no actual Einish Misa on this Achila, only on the second Achila, so it's only on the second Achila where the Torah warns us Leisoichlu Al Adam, and the first Achila, like the Yad Ramah says, must be Mitzad the Isser of Leisignoivu. Ad kan the shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Mishnah brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which says, "At sheyignav mishal aviv umishal imay." The gneva has to be from the chasam that belongs bein to his father and to his mother. And the Gemara asks the kasha, "Imay minala, mashakan se isha kana baila." And the Gemara answers two terutzim. One terutz is that it's misuuda, or rather, like the Gemara says, midmei seuda hamuchenes laaviv uleimay. It's set aside for the purpose of the seuda of aviv imay. And the second terutz is the Aknile Acher, we're talking about where somebody else was makna the chasim to this Isha, and he said, Amanas she'en lebailach rishus ben. And in that situation, the klal of mashakansi Isha kanabaila does not apply. Adkid kan divrei ha-gemara bekitzur. Now we have to understand, this etzam klal of mashakansi Isha kanabaila, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Baal owns it entirely, or that just means that he has a kinyan peiros? So in this, we have to differentiate between two kinds of cases. There's a case of Nichsei Muluk, which is Nechasim which the Isha brings into the marriage, which he owned before the marriage, or Huadin, if the Isha yarshens it. Those cases of Nichsei Muluk, the halacha is that the Isha owns the Guf, and the Baal owns the Peiros. Ukumavur, Baharbe Harbe Mekaymes Bishas. There's another situation of a Matana, where somebody else gives a Matana to this Isha. Now in that situation, there's a major Machlekes Rishayim. Rashi in Arasugya, B'divir Maskel Almanas She'en L'Bailach Rishus Ben, he says, the Ilai Omer Lahachi, in a situation where it's Akni La'achar, and he did not say Almanas She'en L'Bailach Rishus Ben, Zocha Behen Baal D'Lei Odif Metziyasa. The Baal is going to be Zeichel just like a Metziya, which means that the Baal is going to be Kaina Legamri. That's how Rashi's Masber this Teretz. The reason why the Gemara says the Ukimta is that the Achar said Almanas She'en L'Bailach Rishus Ben, it's because otherwise, the Baal will be kind of legamri, just like a metziah. This is also Shitas Rashi, Lishitasai, and Masechet HaKadushin, Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, where the Gemara over there makes a comparison. Just like there's a klal of Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, so too there's a klal of Mashakana Isha Kana Baila. And Rashi over there is Mavur, that the klal is a very precise klal, that the Baal owns it legamri. However, other Shitas disagree. Ayin Shama Masechet HaKadushin, in the Rajba and in the Taisus Rid, and it's also called Paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, Simon Pehei, that there's a difference between a Mitziah, which is owned by the Baal Legamri, and a Matana. A Matana, even if he does not say Amanash and the Baal of Rishus Ben, the Isha still owns the Guf, and the Baal only has a Kinyan Peiros, just like Nichsei Meluk. Now getting back to our question, where the Gemara asks, Imai Minola, how does she have money, Mashakansi Isha Kana Baila? So the Gemara obviously is also including a case of Nichsei Meluk where all the Baal has is Kinyan Peiros. And still the Gemara is asking that in Kain we don't have a case where the Ben Sayer Umayra was Gainav Mishal Imay. So we see clearly in the Gemara, even a case where the Isha does own the Guf, that will not constitute Gainav Mishal Imay, being that the Baal owns the Peiros. Vitzarech Bir, why not? As long as the Isha owns the Guf, L'chair, that should be a Kim of Gainav Mishal Imay. Why is it Tali in Kinyan Peiros? So al pi pashtus, this should be mitli tali in the famous machlekes of Yechon and Resh Lakish. In Masechta Baba Kama Daf Pechesam Adveiz, Va'oid Harbi Mekaymus Bishas, if Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf or not. Shitas Rabbi Yechanan is Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, which means that for all intents and purposes, the one who owns the Kinyan Peres, he is considered the Iker Bailam of the Chayfetz. However, Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf, which means that the Kinyan Aguf, he's the one who's the Iker Shem Bailam, because he owns the Guf, and the Baal of the Kinyan Peres, although he owns the Peres, is not the Iker Shem Bailam. Now, B'negeya Arasugya L'chayra, Bishlam al-Fir Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara has a good kasha, Mashakon se isha kon of Baila, the being that the Baal has the Kinyan Peres, and he has the Iker Shem Bailam, so that would not constitute Ganav Mishal Imoy. But L'Fir Reish Lakish, L'chayra, it's not a kasha, because being that she still has the Kinyan Aguf, so it should constitute Ganav Mishal Imoy. And the Emma says, we paskin like Reish Lakish. So what's the Gemara's kasha, where the Gemara asks, Bistamus, Mashakon se isha kon of Baila? So it's possible to answer, because the Gemara over there in Baba Kamad of Pechetzam and Beis, and also in many other places in Shas, brings down the memory of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina that says it was a Tekanas Usha. The Tekanas Usha was, Ha'isha Shemachra Nichse Muluk Bechaye Baleh, Umesa, Habal Moitzi Miyad Alakuchas. And Rashi is Masber, that Be'emes, the Tekanas Usha is going with the Hanacha, that in Kol HaTorah Kula we say, Kinyan Peres, Lavka Kinyan Aguf, just like Shitas Reish Lakish. Nevertheless, the Chacham made a takana in regards to the schus peris, which the Baal has in his wife's nechasim, nechse malug, that it's al muha l'shibuda, that if she sells the guf b'chayeha, that after she dies, her Baal could be mighty miyad halakuchas. V'ayin b'kseis ha'chayshin, simen kuf gimel sivkatan tes, and he's chazers on this in other places as well, and in Avnei Meluim b'kama m'kaymis, that the aside of takanas usha l'fishitis Rashi is, that in this Kinyan Peres specifically, the Chachamim were malim, they strengthened the schus of the Baal, that it should be chashiv k'kinyan aguf. So Ha'yotze, then in regards to the schus Peres that the Baal has, really, bottom line, there is no machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, if Kinyan Peres is k'kinyan aguf. Just the fear of Rabbi Yechanan, always Kinyan Peres is k'kinyan aguf. And the fear of Reish Lakish, be'emes, Kinyan Peres is not k'kinyan aguf, but once the Takanas Usha is in place, the schus Peres that the Baal has is k'kinyan aguf. This could possibly be pshat in the Gemara's kasha of Mashakon se isha kon habayla, being the Baal has Kinyan Peres, and akapanam, once the Kanas Usha is in place, everybody holds that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf, therefore, that should not be considered a kiyum of Ganav Mishal Imay. Now, even though L'chaira, on a deraisa level, there is no Takanas Usha, and L'fir Reish Lakish, it is Shaykh, but the Gemara's kasha could be L'maisa, once the Takan is in place, and Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so the Baal has Ki'ilu, the Kinyan Gomer, on these Peres, so it's not possible to have a situation of Ganav Mishal Imay. That's the Chayre, a Pasha to Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. But I saw a different Pshat, a Pirish Nifla, from Rabbi Samar Garbuz, the Ram in Yeshivas Archas Taira, Baal Mechaber of the Svarim, Mishnas HaShabbos, and Shchita Schulen, how you doing? He says a Maritik Pshat over here. The Gemara's first Teretz is that we're talking about Dmei Su'uda HaMuchanes La'aviv Ula'imay. And Rashi is Masber, the mother has a schus meikra din in this money that's muchenes l'sudasa because of the chiyuv mezaynus that the Baal has towards her. Now we have to clarify one nakuda in regards to chayves mezaynus. Yesh lachkar is the chayves mezaynus a chayves mamain, that there's a certain amount of money which the isha has a schus to be gaver from her Baal. The tachlis of that money is so that the isha should have what to eat. But on this side of the chakira, the actual schus is a schus of money. Aydilma, the isha doesn't have a right to be given a certain amount of money from the Baal. Rather, she just has a schus achila, which means that the assets of her husband are meshubit to her so that she should be nourished and she should be eichel from them. But not that the money actually becomes hers. Now, in this chakira, there's an arichas in the achrayinim. Ein koyvet shiurim emsech deksubis sivkaton reishchav, ein chidushir abruven emsech deksubis simen yudalid sivkaton vezin sivkaton gimel, ein also the Avi Ezri in Hilchas Ishas perik yudches halach yudalid devi amaschal v'hinei arrived, and they all bring kamarayas that all it is schus mezaynus ba'alma, and it's not schus that the mamon should actually belong to the isha kefi the shiur of mezaynus. Once we understand that, so it comes out that the ikar inyan of Ganav Mishal Imay is not that the Ben Sarah Meir should steal money which belongs to Imay, because in this situation she doesn't actually have any mamanistic bailus on the money. Ella, everything is tali in schusei achila. Any money which Aviv V'imai has rights to eat from, if the Bensayir Omeira takes that away and uses it for his Achil of Zayil V'Saivei, that's considered the Gneva of a Bensayir Omeira. And in the previous shir, for Daf Ayin, we were Mayrich this Nakuda to be Miyashiv, the Inyan of Ochel Maiser Sheni B'Rushalayim, Ayin Sham. Zogner B'Samar Garbas, according to this, we can understand Pshat in the Gemara's question of Mashakansi Ishakana Baila. Even if it's true that Mashakansi Ishakana Baila does not mean more than a Kinyan Peiris, but bottom line, because of that, the Isha doesn't have a S'chus Achila in her own Nechse Meluk. She can't eat them because she cannot be Mefkia, her husband's S'chus Peiris. So the Gemara's kasha mashakansa isha kana baila is that she may have the kinyan aguf, but in regards to gnevis ben sayer umayra, that's not enough. If she doesn't have the kinyan peiris, it does not constitute a gunav mishal imay. Ad kan the two biurim and understanding pshat in the Gemara's kasha mashakansa isha kana baila, although she retains the kinyan aguf. Either based on takanas usha that the chacham ramalim the kinyan peiris of the baal that she be chashav kinyan aguf, or the pshat of Rabbi Samar Garba's that in regards to Gnevas ben Sayer Umayra, it has to be that you have a S'chus Achila. But Akalpanim, bottom line, it's clear that even if the Baal just has a Kinyan Peiris, that's not going to constitute a Gana Mishal Imay in regards to ben Sayer Umayra. Based on that, Frek the Avni Malum and Simon Pei Dalid, he doesn't understand Pshat and Rashi, but Devir Maschol, Amanashe in the Baalach Rishus Ben. Rashi speaks out, Bekesher to Arasugya, that it must be that the Nais and Matana said that Tanai, because if not, it's going to belong to her Baal like Metziah. And like we explained, this is Shitas Rashi Shitasi that he holds that a Matana is owned by the Baal Legamri, and not like the other Rishonim which hold that it just has a din of Nichsen Malug, where the Baal just has a kin in Paris. But Lechayr al Pi Hanal, it's not necessary for Rashi and Arasugya to say that extra Nakuda. Because even if it were true that a Matana without the Tanai of Amanashi and the Baal Chashus Ben was just as Chus Peiris to the Baal, the Gemara would still have a good question, just like the initial question of Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila, which Avada includes Nichsei Malug, like we said previously. V'divrei Rashi Tzrichem Iyun. Ad kan this shikol. And now let's go on to the next Nakuda. In the Iker question of the Gemara of Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila, the Gemara is obviously assuming that the father and the mother of this Ben Sayer Umayra are married to each other. This etzem anocha is tzorich in gadol. Frek the minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish mem ches ois tes, and the karni re'em in the back of the Gemara, and the aruch l'ner, that the Mishnah later says, Rabbi Yehuda ha'imer, im loy ha'isa imay re'uya la'aviv, ein anasa ben sayer umayra. And the Gemara is masbir, what does it mean ein re'uya? So the Gemara can't be that they're chayiv ekrisos, and therefore they're not married to each other, because that would not be ma'akiv, the son from becoming a ben Sayer Umayra. Zog the Gemara b'zeh aloshen, soif soif avuha avuahu, v'imei imehu. And Rashi is masber, that nowhere in the Torah does it say a loshen of ishus between the father and the mother. Zog say meres, that all we need is that it should be his father and his mother, but they don't have to be married to each other. Im kain, what's the Gemara's kasha of mashakonsa isha kana baila? Who said there's an isha and a baal over here, b'chlal? Maybe the Ben Sayer Umayra was born out of two Chayav Ekrisis, which Be'emes, the Kedushin is in Chalak, the Gemara says, or out of a Pani Habala Pnuya. Or maybe even if they were married, Beshas, the Ben Sayer Umayra was born, but at this point, Beshas became a Ben Sayer Umayra, they were already Megurashim, and therefore the Gemara has no Kasha of Mashakansa Isha Kana Baila. That's what the Achreinim are Matmiya on this Gemara, and the Mechaz Chinuch says that Be'emes, the Gemara could have answered that, which is a Vada tremendous Deichik. But Ulai, maybe the Pshat in the Gemara's question is because the Gemara doesn't want to assume that the case of Ben Sayer Umayra is only where they're not married to each other. The Pashtus of the Torah is that we're going even if they're married to each other. And therefore the Gemara's question is that in such a case where they happen to be married to each other, how could it be Niskayim the Halacha of Gonav Mishal Imay? Ulai. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Haya Aviv Reitze V'Ima Eni Reitze, Aviv Eni Reitze V'Ima Reitze, Ein anasa ben sayer umayra, ad sheyu shneihem reitzin. What's the makar to this? So it's a mafurish pasuk. The Torah says v'tavsu by aviv v'imay. So we see that it has to come mikayach a ratzin of aviv v'imay. Now the Gemara later on Daf Peches brings out a memor of Rabbi Yeshia that says v'zel l'shaynei ben sayer umayra sheratzu aviv v'imay limchalai meichanai. That a father and a mother could be meichel the ben sayer umayra. Rashi over there is masbir v'zel l'shaynei. Even after the Ben Sayer Umayra did all the Averis, if they want to be Michael and not bring him to Bezdin to get the Skila, they may. because of the pasuk that we mentioned, that it says v'tov subay. Now the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Ches is medayik that Rashi obviously holds that it's only before they brought him to Beis Din that the father and the mother could be meichel and not bring him to Beis Din. But mashma, once they bring him to Beis Din, it's already not biyadam because they're already makayim the pasuk of a tov subay and they brought him to Beis Din, and now they can no longer be meichel and Beis Din will paskin for him a chiyuv skila. So Hamavur Barashi that the lashon of mechila, which Rabbi Yeshia says, doesn't really mean mechila. It just means the absence of the din of v'tov subay, where the father and the mother are not makayim v'tov subay, and it's be'etzim the din hamavur b'mishnasenu that we need achiyu shneim reitzim. So l'chayre yesh lishoil. So what's Rabbi Yeshia being mechadish? The Mishnah already tells us you need the ratzin of aviv imay. Could be Rabbi Yeshia is telling us that it's mutter. There's no iser for them to be meichel. However, the Rambam is mavur not like Rashi. The Rambam over there in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Mamrim Halacha Ches, after he brings down the whole Seder of Bensar Ramayr, how he's Chayiv Skila, he says, Mavur, even after the Mekayim, the Halacha V'tov Subay, they already brought him to Beis Din, still they could be Meichel, which is Mashma that it is a Din Mechila, which they could be Meichel as long as there is no Gmar Din yet. And the Mishnah Melech is Mitzayin that the Makar to the Rambam is Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi Bamas asked this question, what's Rabbi Yeshia being Mechadish that's not known already from our Mishnah that says you need the Ratzon of Avi V'Imai? And the Yerushalmi answers that even from our Mishnah we would say that it just means before they bring him to Beis Din, it's up to the parents. But after they already bring him to Beis Din, who said that they could go ahead and be Meichel? That's Rabbi Yeshia's Chiddush. Hare Mefurish like the Rambam and not like Rashi. And the Mishnah Lamelech ends off, V'yesh L'tmoya al Rashi, Eich lo Yishgiach B'divrei Yerushalmi Halalu, V'tzorech Iyon. So Rashi needs a Hezber. But Be'emes, the Shita of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi also needs a Hezber. Why are the parents balabatim to be Meichel on the Chi of Misa of the Bensari Romeira? The Chayre has no Shaykhs to them. The Avera is that he's Zayil V'Saive, and we're going to kill him Al Shem Saifai. How can the parents go ahead and be Meichel? So the Emes is there are two Nakudas over here. First of all, the Chayre, the Ikar Avera is not to the parents. And that we can answer, the Maisa, the Torah says, Einenu Shemea B'Kaylenu. So we see that the fact that the Bensar Ramayra does not listen to his parents is an integral chalik of what makes him a Bensar Ramayra. So it could be they could be Meichel on that. Because Av Shemachel al Kvaidai, Kvaidai Machel. But it's still Shver, because the Mechila of parents only works before the child is Oiver Devrayim. But after he's Oiver Devrayim and he does a Maisa Avera, which has in it a Siba to be Chayiv Misa, can they go ahead afterwards and be Meichel so that the Chayiv Misa should not be Chal? That's something which we never found. And in fact, we find the hepech of that. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Havav, Halacha Vav, in regards to the Halacha that it's usher to be Mekalel Adam Yisrael, and if a person curses anybody, that he's Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam is Elishayinai, V'chein Shara Am, Afal Pisham Mochal Al Kililasoi, Makin Es HaMekalel, Shekvar Chota V'nis Chayiv. Even if he's Meichel, the Chayiv Misa cannot be Nimchal, and he's going to be Chayiv. And the Mechaz Chinuch is Medayik, in Mitzvah Memches, Ois Gimel, that Avada Lechatchila, if a person says, I allow you to be Mekal me, it's an Avera to him, and if he's Meichel, the person will not be Mechayiv Misa. But once he does the Maisa before the Mechila, to go ahead and be Meichel at it afterwards so that the Chayiv Misa should be Batal, that can't happen. So Emkein, who Adin Lagabi Ava V'Imai, even if we're going to say that Lechatchila they can be Meichel on the Einenu Shemea B'Kaylenu, but to say that after it is Einenu Shemea B'Kaylenu, and they brought him to Beis Din, and a Chiyuv Misa is in place, to say that then they could be Meichel, that the Chiyuv Misa shouldn't be Chal, that's the Chayre, an impossibility. V'tzorech Iyan Gadol. So the emes is that the Chassam Sofer in Shuvas, Chelech Chayshem Mishpat, Simen Chav Ches Ois Gimel, he comes to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, why he doesn't say like the Yerushalmi. And mitoich Dvorov, we see a Gilui Gadol, how he understands Pshat in the Yerushalmi, and that's going to be Miyashiv, these problems. Zog the Chazam Sofer, Pshat in Rashi is, that he holds that the Bavli can't possibly hold that the parents could be Meichel after they bring him to Beis Din. Because in Cain, the Eidus that are made on the Bensari Rumeire should be Eidus Shi'iya Teyocha Lahazimai. Because they can always Taina, if they are found to be Zaymimin, that it wasn't Borer B'Shasar Eidus Bechlal that this person would have ended up being Chayiv Misa. Because maybe, after we're Meir and Beis Din, the parents would have been Meichel and would have never come to a Chayiv Misa. Therefore, Rashi holds Bechreach, there's no Din Mechila after they come to Beis Din. It's only that the parents could be Meichel and not bring him to Bezdin in the first place. But once they bring him to Bezdin, when the Edom are made that he's actually a Menserah Meira, there's no turning back, and it's Edoshata Yachal Lahazima. Ad Kan Divrei Chassam Sofer. Now, L'chaire, the Hanukkah of the Chassam Sofer, that anytime you could be Meichel, that constitutes Edoshata Yachal Lahazima, that's a Dvar Pella. Because in Cain, every Edus on Dinei Mominus should be Edoshata Yachal Lahazima. Because even after the Edom are made in Bezdin, that Reuven is Chayiv money, maybe, whoever he's chayev to, Shimon, he's going to go ahead and be Meichel. So every dinei mamon should be Eidu Shiyat HaChal HaZimai. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Chay Shemishbat, at the end of Simon Amid Gimel, that even dinei mamon says the halacha that has to be Eidu Shiyat HaChal HaZimai. So how is the Chassam Sofer going to be masber every Eidus of dinei mamon? So the emes is, al derech ha-pupul we can answer, because the Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Gneve, Perek Gimel HaLacha Ches, Divri HaMaschel Vereisi, he brings a raya that Shitas Rashi is that by Dinei Mominus there's no din of Eidus Shiata Chal Hazima. It's only halacha by Malkus and by Misa. So we can say that Rashi Lishitasa, it's possible for him to learn that anytime there's a possibility of Mechila, there's no Eidus Shiata Chal Hazima. Usually by Momin, that's not a problem. But in the case of Ben Sari Ramayra, that would be a problem, and that's a Rashi's Mechiach that you can't be Meichel. That's Alderach HaPilpul. But al pia emes al derech pshat, the pshat in the Chassam Sofer is that he understands that the fact that you could eventually be meichel by dinei mominus, that doesn't constitute eidus shiata lechazima, because b'shas the eidus the chiyuv is in place. If afterwards the malve is going to be meichel, that's something that's neschadish later. But b'shas the eidus itself, avada was yochel lehazima, and that's pashat. So this that the Chassam Sofer says that if the parents could be meichel, it's eidus shiata lechazima. Be'achreach he holds that if the parents are meichel later, it's not a eschachos that it's chal a din mechila. But rather, the whole din of Ben Sari Ramayra is not nigmar until there's a continuous rutzen on the part of the parents ad hagmar din. He understands that v'tovsu by aviv imoy, that's the makar to this din, and he holds that there has to be a continuous v'tovsu by ad hasoif. And if at any point the v'tovsu by finishes because the parents no longer want, so the Gemar Din never comes to fruition in the first place. Memela, he has a good taina that's Eidus Shiata Chal HaZimai, because even at the point when the Edom are made in Bezdin, the conditions are still not ripe for the Chayves Misa, because we still need a continuous Vitovsubai Ad HaSoif. Memela, b'shas the Eidus, the Edom cannot be held accountable for being considered Zaymimin, because at that point, we still don't have all that we need, all the positive Ratzin of Aviv ve'imai. That's Hamavur b'divrei Chassam Sofer. So it comes out, Mikoyech the Chassam Sofer, we understand Pshat in the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, what's the Pshat that you could be Meichel? That be'emes, even the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, it's not really a din mechila once the Chiyav is there, but rather it's missing in the Ikra prerequisite and the condition of a Tavsubai, which you need out of Saif. And we also understand Pshat in the Rashi, that therefore he holds that the Bavli can't possibly hold of this, because it's a problem of Eidu Shiyata Chalazimai. Why the Rambam doesn't hold it's a problem of Eidus Shiyata Chal HaZimai, al ze yesh lefalpol, ve'ein kan mekoymai. Ad kan de shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara b'Hemshech brings down the brisa that Rabbi Eliezer says, kol ir she yesh ba filu mezuzah achas, ein anase ir hanidachas. And the Gemara explains, because the halacha of ir hanidachas is to burn all the shalal that's in the ear, and a mezuzah cannot be burnt because the pasuk says, lo sasun kein l'shem alekechem. Right after the pasuk says in regards to Avodah Zarah, v'ibadetam es shemam min hamakom ahu, the Torah tells us you cannot do that l'Hashem alekechem to any kisvei hakodesh, which includes a mezuzah. So because you cannot be makayim mitzvah sreifa as it's written in the Torah, Zok Rabbi Yezer, it's not going to be able to be a ir hanidachas. Ad kan divrei Gemara. Now the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf mem beis ois hei asks the following question. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, why don't we say esei doichalois esei? There's mitzvahs asei of isarafta. There's a lav of leisasim kein l'shem alekecha. So the essay of sreifas yernidachas should be doiched a leisasei of sreifas mezuzah. Ad kan the question of the Minchas Chinuch. And for the Minchas Chinuch, then on account of this question, Rashi on Dafkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is meisef a hezber on Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Zok Rashi over there v'zeh l'shaynei ube mezuzah hayo l'ksiv be'azkaris, because it says Shem Shemayim I efshel l'sarfa mishem krod leisasim kein. We need to be makayim the pasuk as it's written, v'eskol shlala v'leka dehai shlal shemayimu, because it has Shem Shemayim on which it's written, Therefore, it's nismayit from the word shlala, which is mashma davke, the shlal of hedyet, and not shlal shemayim. So it comes out, enechanami be'etzem al pi the chedmen of esi dechaleisa say, we should burn a mezuzah, but the Torah is being megalot to us that something which is shlal shemayim, and it's included in the lav leisas and ken l'shem lekecha, is not included in the pasuk of v'sarafta is called shlala. Adkan the hezbro of the Minchas Chinuch based on Rashi. But the emes is that this Rashi not only doesn't help, l'chayra makes things very shver. And we'll be makdim with the Mishnah later on the Fkofiral from Adbeis, which says as follows. The Mishnah brings down the pasuk v'sarafta be'esha sa'ir v'es kol shlala kolil l'shem lekecha. And the Mishnah darshins shlala v'loy shlal shemayim. This drasha which Rashi brings down, Mekoyre, is from this Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Mikan Amru, Ha'ekdeishois Shaba, Yiftu, Utrumois, Yirkavu, Maisa Sheini, Vikisvei HaKadosh, Yignoizu. So the Mishnah tells us, because of this pasuk that says, Shlala, V'loi Shlal Shamayim, anything which is included in Shlal Shamayim, like Hektish, Truma, Maisa Sheini, and Kisvei HaKadosh, should not be burnt, but they should be taken care of in other ways. Zok the Gemara and Dafkuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Mas Nisan, the Loi Krabel Yezer. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, our memra, kol yir sheyesh b'afilu mezuzah achas, ein nasasir nidachas. So that means to say, the Mishnah who says that it does become an ir nidachas, just you take the kisvei kodesh and you're gainas them, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer who says that the rega that we have kisvei kodesh as part of the shlal of the ir nidachas, it does not become an ir nidachas in the first place. What's the bir machlekes the Tana Kam Rabbi Eliezer? So alpi pashas, the machlekes is whether or not mezuzah and kisvei kodesh is nismayit from the miyot of shlala v'loy shlal hektish. Lefi the Tana of the Mishnah, it is nismayit. Once it's nismayit, that means to say a mezuzah and kisvei kodesh are not included in the ikar mitzvah aseh v'sarafta, because the mitzvah aseh v'sarafta is only on shlala, but something that's shlal shemayim is not included in the mitzvah b'chlal. Therefore, we can be makayim the din ha'tayra v'sarafta without burning the kisvei kodesh and the mezuzah. Mashenken Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that kisvei kodesh and mezuzahs are not nismayit from the pasuk of es kol shlala. Therefore, the ikar mitzvah saseh v'sarafta is be'etzem koilul mezuzahs. Once we cannot be makayim the mitzvah saseh as written, because there's an isur le'sasum ken l'shem alekecha. So if you cannot be makayim the din ha'Torah as it's kosov, therefore we don't do it b'chlal, and it's ein anase ir hanidachas. That's the pashtus of the machlekes, the tana of the Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer. And as they state mefurish in our sugya in the Yad Ramah, that shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that a mezuzah is considered mamen hedyet and not mamen hektish, because you can sell a mezuzah and use its damim. And that's the basis of the machlokes between the Tana of the Mishnah, who holds it is nismayit, he considers it shlal shemayim, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not nismayit, therefore the din of Eir Nedachas cannot be niskayim. Al pize, Divrei Rashi and Dafkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph are really very shver. Because Rashi says, as we quoted earlier, that Pshat Rabbi Eliezer is that because there's an isur le'sasa ken l'shem lekecha, therefore it's considered shlal shemayim and not shlala. But be'emes, this just makes Rabbi Eliezer's shita more difficult and not more explainable. Because the regel we say that it's not included in skol shlala, so it's not part of the ikar mitzvah saseh, so we can be mekayim the ir nidachas without burning the mezuzahs, so why is it ain't an nasi ir nidachas? It would be much better to say that adarabba, like the Yad Ramah says, the lefishat is Rabbi Eliezer, it's considered take shlal hedyet and not shlal shemayim. So the emes is, the Rashash over there on the Fkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, he changes the girsa in Rashi. And instead of the way we have Rashi, dahai shlal shemayimu, zok de Rashash, we're supposed to be gairis, dahai lav shlal shemayimu. And the pshat in the machlekes is like we said, b'shem the Yad Ramah. Lefi the town of the Mishnah, it's considered shlal shemayim. Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, it's not shlal shemayim, so it's included in the pasuk, and it can't be niskayim. But al kapanim lefi that, chazarnu to the koshi agdaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Because if be'emes it's included in the pasuk of his kol shlala, just you can't be mekayim it because of the isur le'sasim ken l'sham lekechem, why don't we say, esei deicha leisa say, the esei v'sarafta is deicha the lav of le'sasim ken l'sham lekechem. V'tzarech iyan gadol. Ad kan d'shtikol, and now let's go on to the next inyan. The Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says in regards to Ben Sayru Umayra, Masrim by b'fnei shleisha umalkanaisai, which means that on the Gneva and the Achila Rishayna, the Ben Sayru Umayra receives Hasra and Malkus. Now there's a major machlekes Rishaynim between Rashi and the Rambam how to understand this din of Masrinaisai and of Malkanaisai. Rashi says, Lav misham Hasra gemura kashara veris. We cannot possibly learn that this Hasra is a regular full-fledged Hasra. And Rashi brings two rayas to that. First of all, says Rashi, because usually Hasra has to be done ayidei the Edim. Now that's a very big inyan, Pashtus is a machlekes in Masechta Makis, Davtes, between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Ayin v'yad Ramah, that's Meirich on the words of Rashi, and in the Achrayim that are Miyash of the Kasha. Al Kapanim, that's Rashi's first raya. The second raya of Rashi is, Zog Rashi v'zel ashoinai v'oid zu sofik asrohu. This is a sofik in the hasra. Im oiver hu im lav. Shaloi miyad bifneim hu oiver, elo b'seser ul'achar zman hu oiser. Being that he's not over immediately after his parents' Hasra, only later on, so it's missing in the requirements for Hasra. Now also on this Raya of Rashi, the Yad Ramah is very Mayrich Lahakshes. And the Yad Ramah asks two very strong questions. First of all, says the Yad Ramah, the Etzem Halacha that Hasra Sofek isn't Hasra, is Mitli Tali and Amachlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish and Masechta Makis Daf Tezvav. So how does Rashi have a right to be Soisim, like the Shita that says Hasra Sofek is not Hasra? It's not so pashit. Va'ayit frek the Yad Ramah, be'etzem, this doesn't pass for the regular klal of Asra Sofik. Usually Asra Sofik means that even if the person who the Edom are being masra is over and he does what the Edom tell him not to do, it still may not be an Avera. For example, in regards to Nicer, the Edom tell him, don't leave over this piece of Kaidish. It has to be eaten. Even if he doesn't listen and he immediately does leave it over, he may not be over the Avera of Leisisirum Menu Ad Baker because he may eat it later on during the night. So that's the classic Asra Sofik. But in our case, if the Mansairu Meir is going to actually do what his parents tell him not to do, which is to eat this Achila of Zeil Vesaive, he's definitely going to be over the Avera. It's just a Sofik whether or not he will be over the Avera or he won't because he's going to do it Beseser. That's not Asra Sofik. Every Asra Zok Diyad Ramah, you're not sure if after the Asra, he's going to actually be over the Avera or not. Azoy frek the Yad Ramah and Rashi. Therefore, says the Yad Ramah, I also agree that this isn't the classic Asra, but for a different reason. Because the halacha is that Asra always has to be given toich kdei dibur of the Avera. And over here, just like Rashi says that it's done la'achar zman, it's not done toich kdei dibur. Therefore, it doesn't qualify for regular Hasra. So that's the tain of the Yad Ramah and Rashi's pirish of Asra Sofik. But he himself agrees be'etzem, but for a different reason. Now, I and Bashir Reb Shmuel u'Bashar Chayinim that say that be'emes Rashi means what the Yad Ramah says. Although Rashi uses the lashon of Asra Sofik, he doesn't mean the classic Asra Sofik, which is be'emes amachlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and which be'emes means like the Yad Ramah says that even if he's over, it's a Sofik if it's an aver b'chlal. Just Rashi be'emes means like the Yad Ramah says that the Asra always has to be done teich de dibra of the aver. But the pshat in that gufa is, like the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that if the Hasra isn't given Teich Dei Dibor, he could always say, Ishtali, I forgot. Now, Ayin B'Kseis HaChayshin, Simen Chav Ches, Sivkotin Ches, that says that even in a case where it's not so mistaber that he forgot, the Torah is Mechayiv that the Hasra should be Ba'ofen, that it's Borur and Vadai, that the person is amazed. And any time there's some space of time between the Hasra and the actual Avera, there's a small suffix that maybe he forgot that it's really an Avera, and that doesn't constitute Asra. So that's Gufa the Pshat and Rashi Zogin Achrayinim, that it's a suffix Asra, because of the time lapse, it's a suffix maybe Ishtali and the Bensari Ramayra forgot the Asra by the time he did the Avera. Akalpanim, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi the Yad Ramah, Be'achreach, this isn't a regular Asra over here. So what is the Din of Masrin? Zog Rashi, it's the inin of Teichacha. The parents have to be Mechiach, the Bensari Ramayra, so that he shouldn't be Margal. That's the Pshat in the Hasra. What's the Pshat in the Malkus? So Lechaira, once we say that there really isn't Hasra over here, we can't possibly say that it's a regular classic Malkus, which a person is Chayiv for being Oiver Alav, because every Malkus needs a Hasra. Just like Rashi fears Zeis, that means to say that the same pasuk of Yisroisai, which is telling us that the parents have to be Mechiachim, that's also the makar to the din of Malkus, which is mashma that the din of Malkus itself is also a chilik of the Teichacha. They warn him and they hit him. And all that is in preparation that if he's over the Asra and the Malkus, and he steals and he eats again, then he's going to be a Mansair Umayra who's chayiv skila. Adkan Shitas Rashi and the Yad Ramah. However, the Rambam is mashma not like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, he says Vazel Hashaynei Umevien Shnei Edim, etc. Va'achal Oiso Achila HaAmura Acher HaAsra, and he ate that achila, the achila ha'asura of the Ben Sarai Ramayra, after the asura. All the achrayinim, I and the Taisus Yontif and the Archlaner and the Chazanish and many more, they're all medayik that the Rambam is mashma that it's a regular full-fledged asura. What's the raya? So l'chayr, first of all, the fact that the Rambam says achar asura is mashma that it's immediately after the asura, not like Rashi and the Yad Ramah who say that it's la'achar zman. The fact that it has to be an achila immediately after the asura, that indicates that it's the regular din asura which has to be done techid edibor. V'ayid, if there was a special halacha that you need a techacha, the Rambam wouldn't have just said it agavdik, achar ha'asra. The Rambam would have said there's a din, v'yisraise, like Rashi says, mechichan ha'isai, and then on top of that there's a din of Malkus. The fact that the Rambam says agav, the din of Malkus, that it's an achila achar ha'asra, is mashma that there's no chiddush in the asra. That's the regular din asra, which is always required in order to be chayiv Malkus. That's the second diuk. V'ayid, the hemshech of the Lashon Rambam is umalkan ha'isai kashar mechiyuvei Malkus. Mashma from the Rambam that it's a regular classic din of Malkus. Lefi Rashi, that it's not a regular din Asra, Be'achreich, it's not a regular din of Malkus like we are Masber. And even the Malkus also is a chelik of the Techacha. The fact that the Rambam says it's a regular einish of Malkus, Kishar Mechiyavi Malkus, Be'achreich, it needs Asra as well. And the Asra is also a regular din Asra. Hayyotze, that the Rambam and Rashi are arguing on both Nakudas. Bein in regards to the Asra, that Lefi Rashi it's a din Techacha, Lefi the Rambam it's a full-fledged din Asra. And in regards to the Ikr Din of Malkus, that Lefi Rashi, that's just a hemshech of the Din of Techacha, whereas Lefi the Rambam, it's a regular Din Malkus, Kishar Mechiyove Malkus. Now, in the Shitas Rambam, the Pashas is Machma, that it's a regular Malkus like in every Lav, being like the Gemara says early on the Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, there's a Lav of Leisechlu Al Adam, or like we mentioned, B'Shem Diyad Ramah, that on the first Maisegneva, he's over the Lav of Leisegnevu. So this Lav is Machayev Malkus, Kishar Chayev Lav in Shabbatayra. However, Reb Chaim Brisker and Chedusha Rebbeinu Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Mamrim, over here, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, he's Mechiach, that Bechreach, it's not a regular Malkus on a Lav. Because the Gemara earlier, in the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Samech Chesamad Beis, has a Havamina, that there should be a Din of Ben Sarai Ramayra by a Kotten. A Kotten can't possibly get Malkus for a Lav. He's Einar Bar Einshin. Bechreach, Zok Reb Chaim, that we have to say, even if he Shitas Rambam, that the Din of Malkus over here is Meseder Ben Sarai Ramayra. Part of the process of becoming a Ben Sarai Ramayra is that achar the achila rishayna, we give a Malkus. And therefore, if there's a havmin in the Gemara that a Ben Sarai Ramayra could even be a katan, he would get the Malkus as well. So how does that shtim with the Lashon Rambam that says, kishar mechiyuvei Malkus and it's a regular din asra? So the answer is that these two things aren't a stira. The ikar nakuda of the Rambam is that the Malkus isn't just the inin of techacha bovad like Rashi says, the Malkus is a din einish Malkus. So the Rambam's kavanan when he says kishar mechiyuvei Malkus doesn't mean that the mechayiv of the Malkus over here is similar to the regular mechayiv of Malkus and kol ha'teri kula, which is for being over the lav. The Rambam is talking about the actual Malkus mitzad atzmam. The chayvas Malkus is an identical chayvas Malkus that we find in kol ha'teri kula. Just like the chayvas Malkus in kol ha'teri kula on every lav is a din einish Malkus, so to hear, the Malkus Mechudeshes, that's Nischadish, as part of the Seder Ben Sarai Ramayra, is also an Einish Malkus, Kishar Mechiyovei Malkus. Once the Hagdor of the actual Chayvas Malkus is identical to all Chayvas Malkus, it needs Asra, Kechol Chayvas Malkus, because every Einish requires Asra. So that's the Ikar Nakuda of the Rambam, to say that the Chayvas Malkus is the same. And not like Rashi who says that the Chayvas Malkus is just an Inyan of Techacha. But the Mechayev is Avad, not the Lav, just it's a part of the Seder of Ben Sarai Ramayra, like Reb Chaim is Mechiach, which is why even a Katan could also, lefi the Havmin of the Gemara, be Chayiv these Malkus. Adkan, the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam, how to understand the Ikar Din of Hasra and Malkus in our Mishnah. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah on Ayin Alpha Medbei says, Baruch ad shalei nigmar dinoi v'achar kach hikiv zokin atachtoin, pater. That means, even though B'Shas the Ben Sarai Ramayra was over his Averis, he did not yet reach a point of Hikav Zakan HaTachtoin. But if he reached that point before the Gemara Din, then he's going to be Potter. And Rashi is Mazber from the Gemara, Kivan De'ilu Ovid Hashto Lav Bar Ktolu. Because had he done the Avera now at this point, that it's Hikav Zakan HaTachtoin, he would not be Chayiv Misa, even though Be'emes in this case, he did it before that point, but because he reached that point before the Gemara Din, he is now Potter. That in short is called the Halacha of Ishtani. Because his Guf changed to being in a status where he's not chayiv anymore for this Maisa Misa, he's going to be potter as long as the Gemara Din was not yet done. Now, Yesh Lachkar, is this halacha also legabi the Chi of Malkus, or only legabi the Chi of Misa? Maybe we say, even in regards to Malkus, that if the Achila Rishayna was done at a point where it's Loi Hik of Zakan Atachdain, but it was Hik of Zakan Atachdain before the Gemara Din of Malkus, that there too the Klal of Ashtani applies or not. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara and Rashi is Barktola. But maybe, even though the Ikra Halacha is written Lagabi Misa, L'chayre, the concept of Ishtani, should apply to Malkus as well. But if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Mamre Perek Zayin, it's quite clear that he brings down this Halacha only in regards to the Halacha of Misa and not in regards to the Din of Malkus. And the Kesef Mishnah over there is Mo'erit, and it remains Sarach Ian. Why didn't the Rambam tell us in regards to Malkus as well that it's important to be Baidik before the Gemar Din? Maybe he's already Hik of Zakan Atachdain, and the Din of Ishtani is Chal, and we would not be Gaimer Dinoi Legabi the Chi of Malkus. So this is something which is Lechayre Tzarech Bior. So we find in this four Mahalchim. Each one of the Mahalchim is very Yesodistic, either in the Inyan of Bensayru Meira, or in the Inyan of Ishtani Dina. Reb Chaim Brisker, in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, over there in Hilchos Mamre Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, has three Mahalchim. The first Mahalach that Reb Chaim has a Havamina to say is that the Pashas of the Rambam is Mashma, that the Din Malkus for the Achil Rishayna of a Ben Sayre Meira isn't really part of the Parsha of Ben Sayre Meira Bechlal. It's just Malkus for a Lav. Which Lav? So Reb Chaim assumes it's like what the Gemara says on the Afsimach Gimel Amid Aleph, Lei Seichlu Al Adam, Lei Seichlu Achila, Sheyove Lidei Shfichas Damim. Because that's the Mashmais of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin. So it comes out, the Chi of Malkus is for being over the Avera of eating an Achila, which eventually might bring you to a Chi of Misa of Ben Sayre Meira. But that Malkus itself is not part of the Parsha of Ben Sayre Meira. Zogt Reb Chaim, although it's true that if it's Hik of Zakan HaTachdain, the Ben Sayre Meira will not receive Malkus and will not receive Misa, but the Yisrael Adin is very different in regards to Misa than it is in regards to Malkus. Because in regards to Misa, we learn from the Pasuk of Ben HaSamuch Le'ish, that a Ben Sayre Meira who reaches Hik of Zakan HaTachdain is not included in the Parsha Bechlal, and therefore he doesn't get the Skila. However, in regards to the Malkus, there's no halacha that he only gets Malkus if it's not Hikiv Zakan HaTachdain. Be'emes the Lav is written Bestamos, that any Achila, which is Achila that's Mevi Lidei Dam, that's Aser. Just factually, if it's Hikiv Zakan HaTachdain, this Achila can't be an Achila Al Adam, because it can never bring him to the Chi of Misa, because the Chi of Misa has the Tanai that it has to be a Ben HaSamach Le'ish and not Hikiv Zakan HaTachdain. But that Tanai is not a Tanai directly in the Parsha of Malkus. That Tanai is just a Tanai in the Hilchas Misa. Now, being that the Malkus is coming for an Achila HaMevi L'dei Misa, so if it's Hik of Zakan HaTachdain, it isn't a Achila HaMevi L'dei Misa, so he's not going to get Malkus. This Nafkamina affects the Halacha of Ishtani. In regards to the Misa, even if he ate the Achila at a time when it was not Hik of Zakan HaTachdain, but because it was Hik of Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, it's Ishtani Dina, the Misa has the halacha that he has to be before Hik of Zakan HaTachdain. Once it's Nishtani, that now it is Hik of Zakan HaTachdain and it no longer has a Chayvus Misa, so he's going to be Pater. Mashiach, in regards to the Malkus, if it was Hik of Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, there is no Ishtani Dina. Because it's not Midinei the Chayvus Malkus Bechlal that it has to be before Hik of Zakan HaTachdain. It's just that the Maisa Avera is only a Maisa Avera if it's an Achila HaMevi L'dei Misa. And the Maisa Avera was, because at the time of the Achila, it was not yet Hik of Zakan HaTachdain, and it was an Achila HaMevi L'dei Misa. Therefore, the Din of Ashtani Dina does not apply in regards to the Malkus, and only in regards to the Misa. V'shaper mevor barambam, that in regards to the Misa, you have to check that it shouldn't be Ashtani Dina, and it should not be Hik of Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din. Mashiach, in regards to the Malkus, as long as B'shas the Achila was not yet Hik of Zakan HaTachdain, even if afterwards it was Hik of Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, the Halacha of Ishtani Dina won't apply, and he will be Chayev Malkus. Ad Kan, the first pshat, the Havmina of Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim afterwards is Chayzer from this, like we mentioned earlier in the shir, because Reb Chaim holds that Lemaise, the Chayvus Malkus Be'achrech, is also a Chelek of the Parsha of Ben Sayre Meira, and not Stam Malkus on the Lav. And his riot to that is from the fact that the Gemara earlier on the Samech Chesamid Beis has a Havmina that a Katan is going to have the dinim of Ben Sayre Meira, including the Chayvus Malkus. If it was an Einish on the Lav, that Avada is not applicable by a Katan. So Be'achrech, Zok Reb Chaim, the Chayvus Malkus is also Miseder Ben Sayre Meira, that the Torah says part of the Seder of a Ben Sayre Meira is to give him an Einish of Malkus. Im Kain, we're back to the question, if it's Miseder Menseir Umayra, and Hilchas Menseir Umayra has in it this Tanai, that it has to be Ben HaSamach Le'ish, before he reached the point of Hikad Zakan HaTachdain, so L'chara, that Tanai is written also in regards to the Chayvas Malkus, so the Din of Ishtani Dina should apply by Malkus as well. Zakrab Chaim in the second shot, that even though it's true, that the Chayvas Malkus is a Chedek of the Seder of Menseir Umayra, nevertheless, this din of Ben HaSamach Le'ish, that it has to be before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, that's not a Tanai in the Einish of Malkus per se. That's just a Tanai in the Einish of Misa. The fact that the Malkus has to take place before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain is because the Iker Shem Ben Seira Umayra is in regards to the Chayvas Misa, which comes Basayf, and the Malkus is just a Chalik of the process of becoming a Ben Seira Umayra. So if he reached a point where he doesn't have the Iker Din of Misa, so the whole Ben Parsha Ben Seira Umayra is not Nogeya, so he won't get a Malkus. But the Iker Din of Ben HaSamach Le'ish is not in regards to the Malkus, it's just in regards to the Misa. Just the Malkus is Mitlitali in the Misa, because the Misa is the Iker Shem of Ben Seira Umayra, and the Malkus is a Chalik of the process of Ben Seira Umayra. Nafal HaIker is Nafal the rest of the process as well. Im Kain, Zakrab Chaim, there's no Din of Ishtani Dina in regards to Malkus. Because only in regards to Misa, where there the Iker Tanai of Ben HaSamach Le'ish, that it should not be Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, was Gezakt Gevaren, so there, if he reached a point of Hikav Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, it's a Shtani Dina. But in regards to the Malkus, where there the Tanai wasn't Gezakt Gevaren directly, even though it's true that had he been Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, so he'd be Yoytze from the Parsha of Ben Seira Umayra, and this Maitse would not be Machayev Malkus, but that's only because of an indirect Halacha. And there, the halacha of Ishtani does not apply. That's the second mahalach of Reb Chaim. The third mahalach of Reb Chaim wants to suggest that the whole klal, that if it's Ishtani, we say, that being ilu avet hashta lav bar k'tolahu, therefore he does not get a chi of Misa, that's only true by Misas, and it's not true by Malkus b'chlal. There's no klal of Ishtani b'chlal by the Einish of Malkus. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim, and he doesn't explain why it is like that, but he brings a raya. Zok Reb Chaim, my right to that is, because the Mishnah says that if it's a Shtani after the Gemara Din, then Avadeh, he's still Chayev. Why? So Rashi is Masber, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam is also Masber like that, because he's already a Gavra Katila. Because with the Gemara Din, it's Chal in this person, that he is a Gavra Katila, he's Oymed Lamus, that Din cannot be Batal even if it's a Shtani. Zok Reb Chaim, this concept of a Gavra Katila is something which only applies when there's a Chayves Misa. Once the Gavre is Chal in him, a Chayvas Misa, he has a din of a Gavre Katila. But in regards to Chayvas Malkus, it's just a Chiyav Ambezin to give him Malkus, and there's no Chalais din in the Guf that's Chal, that it's if he's a Gavre that's Oymid to get Malkus, which can't be Ishtani. So if it would be true that the Klal of Ishtani would apply to Malkus as well, then it would apply even after Gemar Din. So Reb Chaim, that's something which definitely Lematzonu B'Shas B'Chlal. The Mishnah only tells us that there's a din of Ishtani before Gemar Din, but after Gemar Din, there isn't. That is itself the biggest raya that the din of Ishtani is not by Malkus, because had there been a din of Ishtani by Malkus, then it would be a chreich apply after Gemar Din as before the Gemar Din, and that's something which is not mefiya b'shas b'chlal. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim. Now the ma'isa, this needs a hesber. Why is it true that this klal of Ishtani only applies in regards to Chayvas Misa and not in regards to Chayvas Malkus? So the chayr, this could be understood al pi divrei Rashi in our sugya. Rashi b'divrei Amatzchel v'im mishenig mardin Barach says that mishas mardin havi kegavre ketila v'shuv ein lanu lechapes bezchusay ulehatzilay. These words of ein lanu lechapes bezchusay ulehatzilay, they show us how Rashi understands the ikar concept of Ishtani. The inyan of Ishtani is based on the concept of Hatzola, like it says in the pasuk v'hitzilu ha'eda, and therefore the Torah says that if his din changes after the Maisa, before the Chalais Gemar Din, there's a halacha of Hatzola, and we bail him out, and the Chayvas Misa is not Chal. Being that's the din Hatzola, the halacha of Hatzola only applies to Gabi Chuvei Misa. In regards to Chuvei Malkus, there is no din Vehetzilu. So this could be the explanation of Reb Chaim's Yisoid, that the din of Ishtani only applies for Misa and not for Malkus. Now the Maisa of the Chazanish and Gilyanis is Ma'ir and Reb Chaim, that there's a Mefurish Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Memhei, that says the din of Ishtani in regards to Chiyuv Korban. So you see, it's not only in regards to Chayves Misa. V'harbe yesh lefalpul bazeh v'ein kan mekaymei. But the Ha'ara is important to speak out. I've got the three Pirushim of Rav Chaim. Bekitzer, in summary, the first Pshat is that the Chayvus Malkus is just for the Lav, and it's not in the Parsha of Bensayr Meira Bechlal, so there's no Ishtani Dina. The second Pshat is that even though the Chayvus Malkus is in the Parsha of Bensayr Meira, but the Tanai of Ben HaSamach Le'ish, that it has to be not Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, is not Mehilchus Malkus directly, it's just Mehilchus Misa, and it's just Potiphar Malkus indirectly, so therefore there's no Ishtani Dina. And the third Mahalik, which is really Be'emes, being Oika the Kushi Me'ikarai, is that there's no Din Ishtani Bechlal in regards to Chayvus Malkus, only in regards to Chayvus Misa, and the Hezbi could be understood Alpi Divri Rashi B'sugyan. The fourth Pshat can be found in the Chazanish in Gilyonis on Reb Chaim, on that Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Zog the Chazanish that Be'emes, in regards to Malkus, the Rambam doesn't have to speak out that if it's Hikav Zakan HaTachtoin, that he doesn't get Malkus. Because that's Pashut that it's true, even without the Halacha of Ishtani. Why? Zog the Chazonish, because Be'emes, the Malkus is just a chelik of the process in order to reach the point where it's Chalan and Mechay Vaskila. If you have a Ben Sayru Meira, who's being Zayl Vesayve, and he's being Einay Shemea B'Koy Lava V'Imay, V'Yisru Aysa, we warn him, we give him Malkus, and if still he eats, so then he reaches the point of a Chayvus Misa. If at the time of Chayvus Malkus, he's already Hikav Zakan HaTachten, where even had he eaten at that time a second time, you wouldn't reach a Chayvus Misa, then there's no point to give a Malkus. Because Malkus is not an Einish Mitzat Atzmai, Malkus is an Einish which is just building up to reach a point of Chayvus Misa. If we can no longer reach a point of Chayvus Misa, there's not going to be a Chayvus Malkus Bechlal. V'loi Aydzak T'chazanish, that the emes is, that even if after the Gemara Din of Malkus is Hikav Zakan HaTachten, also we won't give him Malkus. Because being that the whole point of giving the Malkus is just as a build-up to get to the point where he's going to have an Achila Shnia that's going to be Mechayev and Misa, once he reaches Hikav Zakan HaTachten and cannot get to the climax, there's no point to give him Malkus Bechlal, and even after the Gemara Din, we won't give him Malkus. Hayyotze, if it's Hikav Zakan HaTachten before the actual administration of the Malkus, there's no point to give him Malkus. We won't give him Malkus even without the Din of Ishtani, which is why the Rambam doesn't have to tell it to us Bechlal. The Rambam, which is quoting the Halacha of Ishtani Amuvor Besugyan, that Halacha of Ishtani is only something that has to be spoken out in regards to the Chayvus Misa. In regards to the Chayvus Malkus, there's no point to give Malkus Bechlal if it's Hikav Zakan HaTachten, and that's Pshita, which the Rambam does not have to speak out. Adkan the Pirish of the Chazanish over there, V'chein Pirish Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Adkan the four Pirushim to explain the Nafkamina between Misa and Malkus, why by one it's mentioned the Din of Ishtani, and by the other it's not mentioned the Din of Ishtani. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Ben Sayru Meira Nidin Al Shem Saifai. And the Gemara is Masber later on Ayin Bezim at Aleph, because at the end, once he's Geimer Nichse Aviv, he's going to be Yaitzi Leprashas Drachim Umalastam Esabrias. Now the Rishainim, the Adraman Arasugya, and the Rishainim Ala Torah and Parshas Kiseitze, like the Rush and the Dasakanim and others, they're Ma'irer, that Lechayre, even if Lemaisa he is Malastam Esabrias, the worst that he may do is a Avera of Ritzicha, which is Misase Besayef. And over here, Ben Sayre Ma'irer, his Misa is Beskila. So how could it be that we give somebody a chi of misa al shem saifai, which is worse, because skila is more chomer, than the misa of saif, which is the most he may come to, if it actually comes to a point of malasta mesabrias. Hayitachin? That's the kasha of the Rishonim. So we find kama terutzam in this question, and we're going to answer three answers. The first is of the Yad Ramah, that be'emes rechayshish, that if he reaches such a point, not only will he kill, he'll also be mechal Shabbos to kill. And if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's going to be Chayev Echi of Skila. Zakti Yad Ramah, Vada, for the fact itself that he may reach a point of Chilul Shabbos, that wouldn't bring a Din of Hashem Saifai. The only reason why we're Machmer and he's Nidin Hashem Saifai is only because of the Ritzicha. But once we're taking into consideration that he may kill, because he may kill on Shabbos, therefore the Halach is going to include the Misa of Shabbos as well, and he's going to be Chayev Skila. Ad Kan Divrei Hayad Ramah. Now the Maharal al Torah in Gur Aryeh, Parshas Kiseitze, he's matmi on the Ramah that it's only a suffik, and suffik nefashas lahakel. So how can we give him chayvus skila on account of the suffik that maybe he's going to be mechal Shabbos? So he says another teretz, zok the Maharal that we find that for etzicha a person's chayv saif and not skila, that's only for etzicha of one person, but a person who kills many people, that's more chomer and he's chayv skila. Now, halacha l'maisa vadi does not mean that if we have Lefaneinu Reitzeach that kills many people, that will give him Skila? And the answer to that is, because Bezdin is always dunning on each specific Maaser Ritzicha Mitzad Atzmai. Bezdin doesn't look at it as a Klal HaKoil of many Ritzichas. And each Ritzicha Mitzad Atzmai is Mechayiv Saif alone. But over here, where we're dunning a person Al Shem Saifai, so we're seeing up the potential Ritzichas that are going to happen in the future in this Ben Sarah Umayra. Because in the future, there are many Ritzichas Bebas Achas, and we're dunning on all of them at one shot, that has the Chaymer that's Mechayiv Skila, and it's not Mechayev, just Saif. Ad kan dvarav ha'amukim of the Maharal. A second Tarzak the Maharal, that be'emes, the Kushi is meikar lesa. The Kasha is based on Anacha, that even if a fear is ice and he's actually melastam as a brias, the worst that he could get is Saif. And how could Chilase be more chomer than Saifai? But that's not true. Because besaif, he's not just going to be a Reitzeach, he's going to be a Raidif. And a Raidif, the Halacha is, you could kill him in any kind of a Misa. Even Skila, and even worse. So in actuality, Tchilasi is not more Chomer than Saifai. Adkan Divrei HaMaral, and Adkan the three Pirushim, to answer this question of how could Tchilasi be Chomer than Saifai. And we'll be Messiahim with one last question. In our Sugi, it's Mavur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done a person Al Shem Saifai, which is why Ibn Sayyid Umayra is Chayiv Skila today. Fregin the Rishayim Al HaTayra, I in the Mizrahi and the Chaskuni in Parashas Kiseitze, the Chayra, that's a stira to what we find in regards to Yishmael, where when Yishmael was dying of thirst, and the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you save Yishmael if Asidin Banav Lahamis as Yisrael Bitsama? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Bashar Husham, I only done a person, Lefi Maisav Ba'is HaShah, Uchamavur in the Gemara Masech Rosh Hashanah, Dafta Zayin Amud Beis. So there's a stira. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu done a person Al Shem Saifai, or Bashar Husham? So the Mizrahi and the Chaskuni answer that there's a nafkamina between the two cases. In the case of Yishmael, at that point, he had not yet done any maisim which are going to bring out the future of being meimis klai Yisrael b'tzama. That's something which is going to be neschadish l'achar zman. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take it into consideration. Mashenkin over here, by Ben Sari Umayra, he already did maisim of Einenu Shemea b'kail of Ima and Zeil v'soyvei, that it's munach in those maisim that he did today, the future that is going to unfold to this potential of Melastam Asabrias. Therefore, we see up the future in today's Maisim, and that's not a stira to Bashar Husham, and we can dan him Al Shem Saifai. Ad kan this inyan, and an kan this shir to Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.